Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, 2025 Gallery Night, Exhibit Catalog, Friday, November 7th, 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. About Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, 2025 Gallery Night. Each year, the Council is honored to display artwork by people who are blind or low vision. This event contributes to our mission in multiple ways. For participating artists, Gallery Night is an empowering opportunity to share their work with the community and potentially sell their pieces if they choose to do so. For the Council, it represents a chance to educate the public about the diverse talents and contributions of the population we serve. Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, mission: to promote the dignity and empowerment of the people of Wisconsin who are blind or low vision through advocacy, education, and vision services. Values: inclusivity, uncompromising respect, and integrity are the core values that guide the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired in fulfilling our mission. We foster long-term relationships with our partners, sister organizations, donors, policymakers, and the public. Amy Allen, Madison. I started creating my art when I was 15 as a way to help me process my vision loss and other disabilities. I'm influenced by things that are happening in my life and use art to cope through any struggles I might be going through. When I make my art, I use a helmet magnifier to help me to see what I'm working on. Love by Amy Allen. Blue acrylic background with black magic marker drawing of sun and moon. Acrylic paint with black marker, 9 inches long by 12 inches wide, $50. Richard Burkholz, Madison. I lost my eyesight in 2015, and since then I've been staying creatively active by making art and starting my own business, Richard's Fire Starters. I make my own fire starters independently using adaptive equipment and natural materials. Over the last 7 years, I have developed my own process to design, manufacture, package, and sell my fire starters. Before I lost my sight, I enjoyed working with metal to make sculptures and creations for friends and family. I have always had a creative side, so after my accident, it was a natural progression into my art practice today. I make masks out of clay as well as vessels, big and small. I incorporate textures in my ceramic work and continue to investigate ways to add tactile design elements. I enjoy the works of art that I continue to create. My art and my business are important to me because they make other people smile. Family, friends, and the community are the most important things to me. Apple Sculpture by Richard Burkholz. Ceramic apple sculpture glazed with red and green glaze. Clay and glaze, 3 inches long by 3 inches wide by 3 inches high, $15. Blue and red vase with coil band, Richard Burkholz. Blue and red vase with coil band. Clay and glaze, 4 inches long by 4 inches wide by 5 inches high, $35. Ginkgo lamp by Richard Burkholz. Green lamp with ginkgo leaf impressions and burlap shade. Clay, glaze, lampshade, and wiring. 12 inches long by 12 inches wide by 16.5 inches high. $75. June Brooks, Madison. My name is June Brooks. I live on the beautiful north side of Madison, Wisconsin. My preferred art medium is acrylic paint, because it allows me the use of bold and vibrant colors, which I love. The natural world is my inspiration, especially animals and landscapes. With a visual impairment that affects my central vision, I paint what I see. Shapes, colors, and lines come together to capture my world. Queen Moonlight by June Brooks. Stylized painting of a regal cat. Acrylic, 12 inches long by 9 inches wide. Not for sale. Holes in My Vision by June Brooks. Abstract painting of a horse amid sweeps of muted colors. Acrylic, 12 inches long by 9 inches wide. Not for sale. Sunny Day at Warner Park by June Brooks. A beautiful day of sunshine reflecting off the water lilies. Acrylic, 20 inches long by 16 inches wide, not for sale. Ilana de Hoyos, Madison. For the longest time, I have always loved art. This love for art started when I was a kid, and as I got older, I got interested in photography as well. Both have been a part of my life for a really long time now, and although I struggle with drawing certain things or capturing certain things on camera, I keep trying and I don't give up. My vision impairment is something I was born with, and because of it, I was and still am restricted from doing a lot of things. But when it comes to art and photography, I'm not restricted from doing those things at all. I am able to draw, paint, and take as many photos as I want in order to continue doing what I love and to show those around me how the world looks from my perspective as a visually impaired person. Daisies by Ilana de Hoyos. Close-up image of a bunch of daisies. Photo printed in poster form. 20 inches long by 16 inches wide, not for sale. Koi fish by Ilana de Hoyos. Orange koi fish and lily pads in a pond viewed from above. Paint on canvas with epoxy over the top. 20 inches long by 16 inches wide, not for sale. Neo Regalia by Ilana de Hoyos. Close-up shot of a vibrant pink flower. Photo printed in poster form, 20 inches long by 16 inches wide, not for sale. Elizabeth Fryseth, La Crosse. I began crafting at a young age, always searching for the right medium, until a friend taught me the basics of knitting in 7th grade. Years later, when my vision deteriorated, I thought I'd never knit again and gave away all my supplies. During the pandemic, I rediscovered knitting with the support from YouTube, blind knitting groups, and local yarn store. With adaptive tools like bread ties to distinguish yarns and a braille row counter 3D printed by my family, I found new ways to stay connected to the craft. I'm inspired by tactile textures, natural fibers, and traditional patterns, especially those by Wisconsin knitter Elizabeth Zimmerman, who said, quote, "Knit on with confidence and hope through all crises," end quote. Each stitch tells part of my journey, and I haven't looked back. Cozy Comfort by Elizabeth Fryseth. Bonnet, booties, and a sweet cardigan. Soft sea grass colored yarn, machine washable, various sizes, $25. Triangle Blanket by Elizabeth Fryseth. Green striped baby blanket. Lion brand yarn, machine washable. 28 inches long by 26 inches wide, $35. Chamomile Harrison, Edgerton. Chamomile Harrison, she, they, started making chainmail her senior year of high school. Her high school experience was not great. They were diagnosed with brain tumor, underwent chemo, and were left blind from brain surgery. Cam was, and still is, a huge nerd and wanted her own armor. Chainmail is a tactile art and thus was very accessible for her. It provided an escape while they went through a tough time in her life. Now, almost a decade later, her work has expanded. Owner of Cam's Charms and Chains, Cam created unique pieces with mixed media, still focusing on chainmail. Beyond the occasional help distinguishing color, chainmail remains accessible to her, being able to be done largely by touch. She draws inspiration from her community, making bright pieces to show off queer pride, and the joy of being alive. Matched Set Stones by Chamomile Harrison. A set of earrings, a bracelet, and a necklace. Colored circle beads sit in silver ring cages. Chainmail, $70. Orange Matched Set by Chamomile Harrison. A matched set of earrings, a bracelet, and necklace made out of orange and silver rings and scales. Chainmail, $80. Silver Armband by Chamomile Harrison. An armband of silver scales attached at the fingers and forearm. It resembles armor. Scale mail, $75. Linda Higdon, Madison. I survived two kinds of cancer between 1986 and 1996, as well as losing my husband and mother. A few years ago, I found out that my sister was declared legally blind. During this physical and emotional time in my life, I have turned my focus to God and my artistic abilities. Now with my newest gift, macular degeneration, I ask for God's guidance for my doctors as they help treat my eyes and with my artwork. When I was born, the doctor took my mother and me to my grandmother's room so she could see her first granddaughter before her sight was gone. I am now using a magnifying glass and God's hand, guiding me on each new picture I create. I have done 6 pictures since June 2025 for a total of 34, and I hope to add more in the future. June Sunrise by Linda Higdon. A sunrise in June over a dairy farm in Wisconsin. Color pencil and paper, 11 inches long by 8 inches wide. Not for sale. Ladies Club Garden Tea, Linda Higdon. Members of the Ladies Club sip tea and nibble snacks at tables in the garden. Color pencil and paper, 11 inches long by 8 inches wide. Not for sale. The Bridge by Linda Higdon. An old country road with a bridge crossing over a stream. Color pencil and paper, 11 inches long by 8 inches wide, not for sale. Janae Nell, Waterloo. My name is Janae Nell. I have been painting for a little under 4 years. My grandfather was an artist, and my brother had a painting of his that I inherited that was in need of serious repair. I decided to take on the task and fill in the large chipped paint areas and was so happy with the results. You couldn't tell where I'd made the repairs. From there, I watched some painting videos and learned the basics of how to paint. I've been doing it ever since and love the hobby. I paint with oils, but have recently begun working with acrylics too. I use magnification to help overcome my visual impairment when doing finer details. I always paint with 2 very bright lights illuminating my canvas. I'm also starting to work on less detail and more of an impressionistic style, but I still find myself wanting to add as much realism as I'm capable of. It's a journey and a joy. A Day on the Water by Janae Nell. The bow of a boat rests on a beach. Oil on canvas, 16 inches long by 20 inches wide, $90. Desert Valley by Janae Nell. The sun sets on a desert valley. Oil on canvas, 11 inches long by 14 inches wide, $60. Nancy Pruce, Appleton. I come from a long line of crafters, so crafting has always been a part of my life. My inspirations come from wanting to make things I am unable to see anymore. The star for the night sky and flowers for my love of nature. In doing my 3D art, I feel the board for the placement of nails, decide on colors for fuzzy sticks and wire. Then I start counting the nails for placement on my first piece for the pattern I want to achieve. After that, it's a matter of continuing the pattern and counting nails. A Shining Star by Nancy Pruce. 3D piece featuring a 5-pointed textile gold star on circular patterned backing mounted on wood. Fuzzy sticks, embroidery floss, brass wire, brass nails on aspen. 16 inches long by 18 inches wide, $60. Think Spring by Nancy Pruce. 3D piece featuring a textile flower mounted on wood. Fuzzy sticks, embroidery floss, brass nails on aspen. 26 inches long by 16 inches wide, $100. Touch of Nature by Nancy Pruce. 3D piece featuring a multicolored butterfly on a flower. Fuzzy sticks, embroidery floss, brass wire, brass nails on aspen. 16 inches long by 18 inches wide, $80. Mark Weber, Medford. Art has been part of me since childhood. After several conditions and surgeries on my eyes, distorted tunnel vision remains, paren 4% of visual field, look through the center of a paper towel roll, paren. I have experienced 21 procedures to save my vision. Each time has left me with having to learn a new way of seeing. The result now has left me with more of a fluid vision, paren, things morph into different details as I view them, end paren. While the visual aesthetic of my artwork remains, I was working more with the tactile sculptural mediums of metal, wood, drywall, mud, and cement in the past. Now that my vision has become a bit more distorted, I am concentrating more on ink pen and pencil drawings as the black and white give me more visual depth when creating. Anchored in Beauty by Mark Weber. A beautiful grained natural wood slab end table with driftwood mounted in the legs. Wood, driftwood. 19 inches wide by 24 and a quarter inches long by 19 and a half inches high. Not for sale. Echoes of the Turning Tree by Mark Weber. A tree in its autumn brilliance. Colored pen drawing on paper. 14 inches long by 17 inches wide, unframed. Not for sale. Fingers of the Forest by Mark Weber. Fingers and hands are perceptible in the trees if you look closely. Ink pen drawing on paper. 14 inches long by 17 inches wide, unframed. Not for sale. Mia Zutter, Sun Prairie. I started crocheting around 4 years ago after being patiently shown the ropes by a former coworker and current best friend. I've always been fascinated by color combinations but couldn't really get a handle on painting or drawing. When I learned to crochet, I discovered it was a great outlet for playing with those different color combinations. My piece, quote, Tactile Meditation, quote, is the first non-clothing piece that I've made and was inspired by my other love, my yoga mat. Crocheting is perfect for someone with vision loss who gets a lot of headaches, as I do, because once you learn to stitch, it becomes very tactile and meditative. Crocheting is something that really empowers me because my art has nothing to do with my vision, unlike other hobbies I've had in the past. Tactile Meditation by Mia Zutter. Circular mandalas designed for yoga and meditation practice. Yarn and brass hoops, 45 inches long by 14 inches wide, not for sale. Thank you to our sponsors, SVA, Certified Public Accountants, Marquette Neighborhood Association, Community Shares of Wisconsin, Lake Effect Human Resource and Law, Moses Altsek Consulting, Thrivent Financial. Contact us, 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703, 608-255-1166. Info at wcblind.org.